Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Want to greet everybody, to our dear listeners, our followers, economic movers, economists, economic mind, business people, investors, either domestic investors or foreign investors. Look at the workers, contractors, main contractors and subcontractors. Good evening, economic movers, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Business Economic Segment is a platform where individuals discuss national economic matters. We look at domestic economic matters. We look at external relations, particularly on the ground of economic development. Because they say whatever you do, it has an economic angle. Wherever you are influenced, or rather, you are an actor in the economy, either of the country, of the region, or at an international ground. That's why Business and Economic Segment is a show, or is a platform where we connect the experts, those who understand business and economy, those who are willing to learn. And it's also a platform where we encourage, economic minds. We encourage people, entrepreneurs, people with brilliant ideas, especially how we can move our country forward, to come on board and, discuss with us, give their comments, give their contribution, come up with, constructive criticism, especially on matters which are of concern, especially, when you want to move our country forward. Yes, before I come to the topic of today, it's always very good to make sure that to our dear listeners, you make sure that you follow us at all our social media platform, Facebook, follow us, Eagle FM Namibia. You can like our page and share it so that other people will also be able to know and learn and also follow. Go to LinkedIn, go to, X, former Twitter. You can also look at Instagram, just for you to be up to date with economic news, economic shows, economic discussions, and understand where the country is going and which opportunities are arising out there, and where do you need to invest, where do you need to be careful, especially when it's coming to economic matters. And it's always good also to follow us. We have an e-paper, online newspaper that you can be able to download, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As we've been always saying, in whatever conversation that we are going to bring about, in whatever discussion that we bring about, we always make sure that we include, our dear listeners who listen to us to give their contribution. We are going to open the line after any deep conversation. We are going to open the line so that our listeners will be able to engage us, will be able to call us, able to, give your contribution. So, in a very short time, I'm going to introduce the topic for today. I'm going to deeply engage on it. Then I'll open the line so that we'll be able to teach one another, be able to educate one another, because the aim is for our country to move forward.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Our topic for today is, keeping money circulating in the economy as a key. We came up with this topic because we understand that from economic principle, the growth of economy is not when somebody is keeping his money under the pillow, It's not when somebody is keeping his money under the bed, or when somebody is keeping his money just in the bank, not working. We understand that from an economic principles, it's always good for the economy to move forward. Money must keep moving. That is where we come in, because for the economy to grow, we understand that in simple term, money is like a mug of, useful money in the economy is like a mug of a drink. It can be Koboti, it can be Tombo, whatsoever. It has to keep moving. It has to keep moving so it can able to assist another person. Because just ask yourself, the money that you have now, the note that you have now, the coin that you have now, where do you think it comes from? Yes, you are working, you have to get money every day, but where is that money coming from? Money is moving in the economy. However, when the economy is not doing well, it means that there is a certain place where money is not reaching. There is a certain place where, you know, economic actors are stagnant. There is a certain area where people who are supposed to participate in the economy are not able to participate in the economy because money is not reaching them. Now, the question is that how do we enter that area? How do we enter that area? Let us look at facts on the table. The Namibia Statistics Agency indicated that when they released their report this year, from 2018 to 2023, when you look at youth unemployment is indicated to be at 44.4%. And young people are the majority of the population. They are the majority of the population in the country. And they were not able to practically participate in the economic development of the country. And when you have a situation where youth unemployment is at 44.4%, it means that you only have around, 5.6% for you to reach 50%. Let's go to a commercial break and come back.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anywhere. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Yes, we talk about business and economic segment. We are looking at the area of keeping money circulating in the economy as a key factor in economic development of the country. We were also looking at the Namibia Statistics Agency, which is indicating that almost 50% of young people who are active are not able to get jobs and work. This means that the active working force in Namibia is either old or about to retire, which means that we have a very big problem when you are making analysis in the Namibian working force. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves, what do we need to do? What do we need to do to keep money circulating? Yeah, this is the question that, you need to ask. We need to ask individuals who are individuals who can be a business owner. It can be somebody who has money. You can have money in different way. Maybe you inherited money. However, you don't really know how to use that money. Where do you invest? Are you able to create jobs? Are you able to give money to somebody? Are you able to fund an idea? Because the wealth of the country is not how much money is in the private pocket or in the bank or under the pillow, is how much money is circulating. Because the principle of economy is indicating that the more the money is circulating in the domestic market, the more also this money is going to be used. Because today I was talking to one economist by the name Andreas. He indicated that the more finances within the domestic economy, if you are able to pay your employee, the employer will be able to buy goods, Imagine an employee buy goods from a farm, from a farmer. This person is able to make more money to expand the farm so that this person is also able to, you know, recruit more working force. Because that is a principle that we need to, that is a principle that we need to operate from. To say, now, apart from now, individual with money, when we look at our young people, especially young and able, the question that we need to ask ourselves is that it's not 100% your fault to be unable to have access to income, but it's somehow your fault also not be able to active and also, you know, stand up out there and be able to utilize the skills that you have. Because if you are young, healthy, and active, there is something that you can do that not anybody can do. Because if you are inactive, are you not able to learn? If you are able to learn, what skills are you learning? If you learn a certain skill, how can you market that skill? That is a question that we need to ask ourselves. Because the fundamental question that you need to ask yourself is that where are you going to be if people that you depend on, if the boyfriend that you depend on to assist you to make money, to assist you with money to buy your needs, or the girlfriend that you depend on to give you money to solve your issue, one day she's not more there, or he's not more there, or one day life can happen. What are you going to do if your, you know, the rich auntie which is always supporting you is no more there one day, or our parents that we depend so much on, one day they are no more there? Are you going to stand there crying to say, no, government, come and assist me? Or are you able to do something that, even if it's very small, somebody will assist you? Because the aim is to be an economic actor. Not really to say the aim is to get more money. The aim is to be an economic actor. What skills, what are kind of skills that you have that are able to make you to have money? Are you able to market something? Are you able to sell something? Are you able to offer any service, legal service, to say, are you able to offer something legal that can be accepted, so that can be traded with money? Because at the end of the day, we must make money. Colleagues, we need to make sure that we make money, and we also need to make sure that we don't stand with money. Let us be, you know, strategic spenders. Because it's not, you can't be smart when you save all the money and you are not using them, because you are no more an economic actor. You become stingy. And the more you keep money in your pocket without having any intention of using it, the more you are delaying the economic development of the country. We might ask ourselves why we are stuck. It could be that there are those people who have a lot of money and they are not using the money. Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because the aim of money, money without attached to commodities, is nothing. Because the value of money depends on what it can buy. Otherwise, it's just coins or just notes, which are not useful. But the value of money depends on what it can afford, how many problems it can solve. Yeah, that's why we are telling our young people to say, let us become, you know, economic actors, and let us make sure that when money is circulating, money should not move out of the country, but money should, you know, stay in the country. We must make sure that we open up in the market. Now, the question I wanted to ask our young people is this, to say, now, you went to school, you are educated. Some of individual have a master's degree, some are PhD candidates. But have you ever realized that there is something that you can do apart from becoming an expert in your field? Then when an institution is not able to take you, when an organization is not able to take you, you are able to strategically position yourself in the market, then you become an economic actor. Because I've seen a lot of people around me who are economic actors without them being employed. because it's how you practically apply the skills that you either learn or the skills that you have. Because there are two things that a young person can do, especially if you are below the age of 35, or 40 to downward, maybe to 20 there. One thing, if you are not able to get a job, go to school. If you are not able to go to school, learn. Where can you learn? There's a lot of people with experience who are retired that you can learn from. There is an element that we call street smart, because if you understand the rules of the street, you understand where the money is coming from, where people are able to make money legal, and where people are able to make money illegal that you should not follow. Because we have two kind of people that we have. We have the educated, we have those who are not formally educated. And from both sides, there's always something that you need to learn, because at the end of the day, we need to find a way that we should improve our economic development. Because we are in a situation where we are mourning our late first president, and he left something that we call it's a foundation that he built. He built a foundation. It's a gentleman who was trying to assist everybody. It's a gentleman who was trying to assist everybody, but he could not afford to help anyone, although he did his best. Now, from the foundation that was laid, where can we start? How can we get access to the economy? Because the other thing also that we should learn from is that without following to current affairs, without you being up to date with what's happening in the market, you end up at the wrong side of the economy. Because you can't just be in the bus and you don't know where the bus is going. You can't just be in the country, then you don't know where the money is going. Because I was talking with somebody in the weekend and said, no, young people must understand when the budget is coming out, where is a lot of money is being put. If a lot of money is put in education or health, what business can you do related to that can give you money? Because sometimes we really have a good plan, but we don't know where the money is going. We don't know where the country is moving to. Because if you are in a bus and you don't know where it's going, find yourself in Eastern DRC, you find yourself in Goma, but you were going to Zambezi, for example, just because you have little information. It's one thing to stand up and preach to young people, and it's also one thing to stand up and get information that you can get. Because guys, no one is coming to save us. No one is coming to save us in this country. Because if you understand what it means to be a young person in the country where it's only less than maybe 20 or 10% of the people who Karl Marx called them the bourgeoisie, the owner of the means of production. It's only a few people who are controlling the economy. But for us to balance this inequality, we can't say take from the rich to the poor. The poor must participate in the economy. However, how can the poor participate in the economy? It's not a fault. It's not our fault to be poor. And it's also not an insult when somebody is rich. But it's an insult to people that believe in you if you are still waiting for a right moment to jump in the economic development. So the conversation for today, for those of you who are coming to on the radio for the first time, we are at the Business and Economic Show with David Shombe. We are looking at how can young people participate in the economy. How can we keep money circulating, and how can we build the industries? Because the main focus of our conversation today is to look at how can we balance the imbalance of the economic distribution that we find ourselves. Because being the highest country in SADC in terms of unemployment must be worrisome. Because these are not just mere numbers. But if you compare now Namibia with South Africa, which has more than 50 million people, and we are ahead in terms of unemployment, then you must ask yourself, what went wrong? Where is the money? Where are the opportunities? And who is creating these opportunities? And to be honest with you, I don't want to talk politics, but politics cannot solve all our problems, because the private sector must engage, because a politician without a very strong private sector is just an individual who is selling dreams. Just an individual who is selling dreams, because a politician need a strong economic backing. A politician need a strong economic policy and economic implementer for him to practically implement that can be a constituency plan, can be a regional plan, can be, you know, a national plan. That is why the question that we need to ask ourselves is that where is the government going to meet us halfway? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a business and economic segment. We are engaging in economic discussions. We are asking ourselves critical questions, especially regarding how can we become actors in our national economy? How can we keep money circulating? The difference between being stingy and also being a strategic spender. Because we are saying that for those who have money must expand the economy. For those who have resources must make sure that they expand. For those who have energy and abilities, they must learn so that they will be able to become, you know, the actors in the economy. Because anyone can make money. I know it's very difficult, but if somebody can stand up and clean somebody's house and get money, if somebody can stand up and wash somebody's clothes and get money, if somebody can stand up and wash somebody's car and make money, if somebody can stand up and build a school with a skill that he or she has, then one day, if not tomorrow, our economy is not going to be where it is today. Let's go to a commercial.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chommies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavchaziva. Mwere kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mwone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mbasa antoye mwietuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasifera sesifa app ya imba, ize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisifera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Yes, to our dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. We are talking about how to keep, money. Some people are calling it, dinero. Some people are calling it, onyuku. How do we keep money circulating? And how can we build our economy? Especially today, my focus is on our fellow young people. What can we do? Because at the end of the day, there's always something that you can do. Because, yeah, one thing I believe with all my heart is that life is about how you react on it and decisions that you are making. Are your decisions that you are making in life economic prudent, or are they wise in terms of decisions that you are making? So, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, you can engage us in the studio. You can call us in the studio. You can come up with your ideas. You can educate us. You can correct us. You can also give your input at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. Especially our young people. Let us have a discussion. Let us speak. And let us see how we can, you know, assist each other, because our elders are always telling us that the future is in our hands. But the future of yesterday is now. How can we move forward? Because, okay, this is a caller. Hello?
Yes, David.
Yes, sir, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you? Sorry for that delay.
Oh, okay. No. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment.
Yeah, very much. I've been listening, David.
Yes.
And the thing, I think, what you are facing in Namibia today is when it comes to high unemployment, is that we don't have any source of funds. Yet, if we get the source of funds, we don't have anybody who, how can I put it, mentoring us how to do business, how to go about to investigate the what economic situation.
Which town are you at?
I'm in Windhoek.
But have you ever heard of SME Development Unit under City of Windhoek?
First time even you're saying that, seriously.
No, just go. Because City of Windhoek has a department where they train young people about entrepreneurship. It's even free. I think they are working together with SME Compete, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah, go to. I think they also have a center at Soweto Market. Just go there and ask. There and ask, because they mentor young people. They give them financial training and also the other opportunities, because you are even at the right place, because it's the reason we come up with this program, so that we can share those ideas.
Very much.
Yeah, because if you are in Windhoek City has that SME Youth and SME Development. I think I'm not getting the name right, but yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because...
But which is a good thing, because last time we've been trained by what do you call this? Under the finance literacy.
Oh, financial literacy.
Yeah, that one we went to. Yeah, I attend that one.
No.
But for City of Windhoek, I don't know about it.
So
this time even you are giving that information.
No, City of Windhoek, they give those training, and it is very brilliant, because they are working hand in hand with. I think you don't pay anything. Last time I checked, there was just $20 for what I think is just a basic thing.
For maintenance, or something. Yeah.
Yeah, because when you go there,
which is reasonable.
Yeah, because when you have a session there, they give you a file. They train you, and they also connect you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they also connect you, because I think it's just a matter of information.
That's what is killing most of us.
Yeah, just
that's
why we are business owners. Yeah,
because the way we are. No, you are saying something. Just go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm saying sometimes it's just a matter of information, but they are really doing what they can do. It's only that it's only those who are closer maybe are not also able to give the youth information.
Now, the way you are putting it. Mm. It's very good that at least now I'm equipped with information, because last time, that's why in this country, most of us, very rare to get information. You go even digging it, like those banks, like Development Bank and so on.
No, that,
but
those are
yet
the, yeah.
to get that information for you. Even the Minister of Trade, they're supposed to, you know.
Yeah,
because, so alert us that there's something going on even in the city of Windhoek like that.
Yeah.
Even this person, the newspaper even, once every time.
You are right, because sometimes it may not be your fault. It's also how these, you know, institutions are also giving their information out there.
Yeah, very much. Yeah. And this is what is keeping us, most of us. We want to do business, but really, the information is not there. And I think even for you, to get more information, then later getting money, it's more, you are even equipping me when you are giving me information than the giving me a resource of money, which I don't know what to use.
Yeah.
But once you update me with information, and like now, the way you are selling it, really, I will take it up.
Yeah, no, it's a very good thing, because, you know, sometimes, because, you know, what is very interesting is that within every local authority, they have economic development department or something like that.
Department,
yeah. And there's always a certain portion about youth and community engagement, something related to that. But the problem that we have is also that this institution or these local authorities, they are also not coming out really to explain to people that this is what we offer. Because
it's true.
Because if tomorrow we just wake up and go to City of Windhoek and say, no, I want to talk to somebody who is dealing with SME development or youth development, they will direct you to that person.
Yeah, which is a good thing, because I find out from you. And I'm sure I'm not the only one now asking the information, because now there are a lot of people who are interested to hear it.
Yeah.
No. Because now, at least, that's what I'm saying. You guys, Eagle FM, we appreciate you, because so much we are learning from your studio, which we don't know. And there's so much, because some of us now, we are just paying, even like me, I'm having a construction company.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
I'm fed up paying social security when you haven't got the tendering.
Mm-hmm.
And this tender, you don't get nothing. Now you got to pay a good certificate. And it's the same with also VIT, NAMULA.
Yeah.
And you don't get any, there's nothing returned on you.
No,
to get something.
Yeah. No, I think just approach them, then you'll be able to get more information, because they will connect you to fellow business persons also that in your line. Maybe sometimes it's not your fault. Maybe sometimes you are misinformed about how to apply. It's just a matter of us coming together and share the information.
Share information, and that's what I'm saying. No, they're supposed to tell us. That's why we didn't succeed, because of ABC. You must change this.
No.
They'll just tell you, you are not qualified.
All right. Thank you, Ne.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the information. Anyway, when I go there, when I come back, I will give you a feedback.
No,
thank you very much.
No problem. You must also share with others.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you to our dear listeners and also callers. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. Because the main question that we are asking ourselves is that, how do we keep money circulating in the economy, and also how do we create our own employment? How do we make our own money instead of waiting for our government? Because we've been waiting for a very long time. Because if you look at statistics, numbers don't lie. From 2010 upward there, when our country started doing very well, especially in terms of gross domestic product, to the point where we are ranked as an upper middle income country, our unemployment have been not doing very well. That's why we realize that the problem is heaped under economic inequality, and we must find a way how to fight these monsters of unemployment, because unemployment is really it's a bad thing. It's a very painful thing. If you did not experience it, it's a very painful thing. It deteriorated a lot of lives. A lot of people, they gave up. A lot of people, they, especially those without, thick skin, they end up losing either the trust in the process, or sometimes they lose values in themselves, because people tried here and there, and you are not able to come out. Because there is always a certain somebody who is qualified, or maybe 20 people who are qualified to do a certain job, but the job is not there. But now, how can we find an alternative, alternative plan on how to make money? Because the aim is to make money to assist our friends and families, and also to promote the quality of life. what the caller have said is that sometimes a lack of information. You may find yourself in a certain town, but not really because you are unlucky. Maybe because you do not have right information that will able to assist you. Hello?
Hey, Mr. Shombe.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good evening.
Evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm well. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment.
Thank you very much. You were posting a lot of questions there.
Yes.
As to how to make money.
Yes.
And how the government can come in to meet people's halfway.
How can we be met halfway, especially as individuals?
Yes. No, you can be met halfway when you, once you start doing something.
Indeed.
That deserves the government intervention.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, issues of the business and the economic.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it was you who was talking about fiscal or monetary policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is important that the environment must be conducive for business people and individuals to thrive, to flourish.
Yes.
So, but then when you look at some of the instruments.
Yes.
That the government does give.
Yeah.
Things like incentives, those subsidies and other issues.
Yeah.
And we have now heard that South Africa is looking at their repo rate.
Yeah, they lowered it, just like Namibia also.
They have lowered it?
Yeah. We also did it today.
Oh, so it was the today's
mm-hmm.
So now when they lower it,
mm-hmm.
The explanation that we're getting from the economists,
yeah,
and the entrepreneur,
yeah,
is that if you increase it, then the commercial bank might not have an option to dish out more money,
yeah,
but rather to increase their borrowing rate or something like that.
Yeah, but now we are at 6.75. I think it was decreased.
Yeah, 7, something like that.
Yeah, it was 7. Now we are at 6.75. So don't switch off now. We are going to a commercial break. Then we can continue.
Oh, okay.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, let's continue.
So, sorry. So now, what we are now saying is that if it is now reduced, does it now give a consumer a great period to reorganize our disposable income, to afford or even to increase or maybe to add more on the mortgage.
Yeah, because today I was talking to one of the economists. I was talking to Andreas.
Okay.
Lippos, then he indicated that because these things of repo rate is between Bank of Namibia and commercial banks.
Yes.
Yeah, and he indicated that, you know, commercial banks have different interest rates, especially regarding, because in most cases repo rates affect areas regarding, you know, it can be vehicles, loans, it can be, you know, properties, can be houses and all those things. But he said this one is an advantage to commercial, to business people and also individuals, because when the Bank of Namibia indicated that they reduced the repo rate, it means that It's inevitable for commercial banks. Because the commercial banks will also get more money from BON.
Exactly.
Yeah, then it's also easier for these guys now who are at the edge, like business people and also.
And I think that is one way of government intervention.
Yeah, but that is at the highest level. We want at the informal sector. Yeah.
That's where my concern is.
Uh-huh.
So at that level,
yeah,
if you organize yourself,
yeah,
and I know most of us, we do not have that information as to how to establish collaboration, how to establish a partnership.
Yeah.
Because in business,
yeah,
and for you to secure funding,
yeah,
even when you write your good business proposal,
yeah,
that can be promoted.
Yeah.
If you are an individual, for example, it will also be very difficult for even commercial bank or the government, for example, because that money comes through to the commercial bank through Development Bank of Namibia and many other institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they discover that you are just alone, as Mr. David, the risk involved is higher than you, then when they give the corporate kind of grouping.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being that you can die anytime, or you can squander the money.
Okay,
you might not be very much accountable or reliable to most of the things. Even lack of information or lack of innovative ideas.
Mm.
So one person, that should also encapsulate it into our business strategy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very easy when you group yourself, come as a corporate society, and access that money. Because...
Now, Uncle... I want to ask you a question, especially maybe
you get the clear explanation that I was trying to make.
Yeah, I got you. Maybe for the sake of time.
Give me the question. Then.
Yeah, maybe for the sake of time, I want to ask you a question. How can you advise somebody who, it can be a young person in any corners of Namibia with a qualification, and this person is really not able to get a job, maybe demoralized also to start a business. What is your advice? Because at the end of the day, you must start somewhere.
You know what?
Yeah.
When you have a degree.
Yeah.
Degree or diploma.
Yeah.
From any good in institution.
Yeah.
Especially education.
Yeah.
When you have a degree, it's not enough for you to get a job.
Okay.
In the market. So you might also need some soft skills, let's say digital literacy skills.
Okay.
You might also need some kind of digital technological devices that you can use to make money.
Yeah.
And you have got your degree. Mm. But your degree might not be relevant to what is going on in the labor market. And if that is the case,
yeah,
then you need to be upgraded in terms of skill, mm-hmm, job market,
mm-hmm,
labor market skills.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, you can be able to go for these soft courses,
yeah,
where they can provide you skills that is relevant in the labor market.
Yeah,
then you are up to date.
Like where can somebody go to?
No, there are a lot of learning platforms that are created.
Like public lecture.
So, like those technological devices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the digitally literacy style of learning, for example.
Mm-hmm.
you can go into those digital platform.
Online learning.
Online learning, for example. Mm-hmm. And learn some soft skills. Or you can, they are also conducting some of these short courses around here.
Yeah.
Maybe in computer literacy, but we are now talking about digital literacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just ordinary computers where you get information and things like that. Because they are saying lack of information is the greatest poverty that one can experience. And why? But you have got your degree. But are you aware of some of this relevant information or this soft skill that I've spoken about that can able to give you, to equip you with the functional skills, if you find yourself in an organization, for example? How are you going to operate? Because they will know that you have got a degree. But do you have this, are you able to do, do you have the ability to do this work? Maybe Microsoft work, how to calculate, how to project some kind of, you know, business profit, issues of this nature. But you have got a degree. So if you do not lack of those things, they must also be considering the importance of these short courses that may give you the information or knowledge skill that's relevant for the job market.
All right.
I think you are done. Maybe you can continue next time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
I always appreciate your contribution, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, that was the ideas of the callers. It was indicated that, you know, if you find yourself in the situation where you are a qualified person, but you are really not able to get something to do, especially in this economy, please try to make sure that you upgrade your skills. Hello, Miguel FM.
Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Blessed, thank you, how are you?
I'm well.
I'd like to participate in the program.
Thank you. You are welcome.
Yes, thank you. What? Like, is it live?
Yeah, it's live. You're on air.
I'm actually listening. I'm listening to myself.
Okay. Who are we speaking to? Can you please give your point?
Tapewa. Yes.
Isabella.
My name is Tapewa Kazikwa.
Oh, me Tapewa.
Yes, I'm a family member.
Okay. What's your contribution?
My contribution is to compliment the speaker that just spoke now.
Okay.
He was actually speaking from a well of wisdom.
Okay.
And he's saying you can have your qualification.
Yeah.
But your qualification may not be able to take you far.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's advising is that you develop a skill.
Okay.
That is why I'm calling to emphasize on the skills development.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in our culture, and it's part of the colonial background, we were made to feel that if you go to a formal university, you have a status.
Mm-hmm.
If you work in an environment where you are wearing a suit, you work at a desk, you know, you are better than the one who's having a kalanyanya.
Mm-hmm.
But in economics, economic development, in entrepreneurship development, you need everyone to bring their part. You need administrators, but I mean, you need skilled people.
Mm.
You can have a qualification, but you have nothing to do. Now, when you have a jobless population, like what we're speaking about, the young people, 34%, even if we provide jobs, let's say we just say there's a job, there's a project, the Dramatex is reviving, everybody come in.
Yeah.
What skill will keep the job? Do you understand? Jobs can be provided, but work is what our people need to know. So a skill will give you the ability to work. You can lose your job, but you can never lose your work.
Mm-hmm.
Work, yes, there's a difference. We are going on about job creation. Yes.
So we
jobs can be created, but if you don't have a skill, we're going to employ skilled people from elsewhere to come and fulfill your work. Mm-hmm. What we need is people with skills to enable them to work. You can never lose your work. Mm-hmm. No one can take your work. It's an occupation.
That is wisdom. That is wisdom. How can we now make sure that we have skills that we can keep?
We need to blow a trumpet, literally blow a trumpet in every corner, the value of skills. When people keep saying, no, I'm looking for a job, I'm like, okay, what can you do? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Darling, you're not looking for a job. You need a skill.
Mm-hmm.
And then to ultimately hone your skill, like sharpen it, so it can be able to provide work for you. Are you with me? And that work will give you a livelihood while a job is coming. The purpose of TVET, the purpose of technical and vocational training, is not job. The purpose of TVET is work, the ability to give you a skill to be able to work. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to blow a trumpet. All of us that have got influence, that have got platforms, that have got leadership positions, blowing the horn on TVET and demystifying it, because it is actually bedeviled by this perception that it's substandard.
Yes, Meto Pewa, I have a question for you. Yeah, sure. I think there's also something maybe that is not maybe well instilled in our vocational training graduates. How do we build confidence in our vocational training graduates so that they can also be able to expand themselves?
Okay, by the way, I'm a TVETer.
Yes.
And we also have a vocational training school.
Okay.
A college.
Yes.
And I'm serving in different capacities, advising on incorporating skills and embracing semi-skills and lowly skills.
Yeah.
So one of the challenges in the current TVET framework is the curriculum. The curriculum is qualification-based, what they call, meaning you enter with 18, you exit after level 4. Let's say you enter level 2, you exit level 4 with a qualification in plumbing. But that's a qualification-based.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually need to drill short courses more. We need to accelerate short courses, because short courses is like elements. It's almost like eating a big plate of food, but one dish at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So here you eat carrots, then you run a mile, you eat a cucumber, you run again, you have meat, you run again. So we're overloading the graduates with the qualification prescribed-based outcome. And the second one is the curriculum only embraced entrepreneurship about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So before you go to Barombola, for example, and then you say, I want to do joinery and carpentry. You only get taught joinery and carpentry. Nothing about customer care, nothing about entrepreneurship, because it's entrepreneurship that will give you confidence. You can have a skill, but you don't have the competency, the chutzpah inside. To be proud of what you are doing, you know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you.
To be more than a carpenter, that is like a spirit, and that has to be cooked. So obviously, it's a challenge, because the trainer who's been teaching is just teaching plumbing, how to put a wood and wood together. This is the right glue, and that's it.
Yeah.
But life is more than plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
You get out there, you are facing financial challenges, you need to manage your books, you have to have customers. Have you ever met mechanics, my son?
Yeah, they are.
Who will tell you?
They are saving under the pillow, most of them.
No. Yeah, who will tell you?
Yeah.
I just want to work with cars. People are difficult.
Then
I just need my toolbox.
Metape-
I don't want people around me. If you go to their workshop, they're just shouting.
Metapea, we have 1 minute, maybe just to summarize, please. So,
darling, 1 minute is very hard for me, but I'll try.
Yes, please.
My plea. If you look at Vision 2030, the founding father said his vision was to have a developed and industrialized nation. Which is developed by her human resources.
Yeah.
This is the era for Namibia's human resources to step up. Her human resources is our unemployed young people. Her human resources is our unskilled people. Her human resources is our depressed and suicidal young boys and girls.
Mm.
We have to work with that raw material that we have, upskill it, mentor them, lift them up, capacitate them, equip them,
yeah.
invest in them, and then Namibia will shine, because Namibia cannot achieve her developmental agenda with a population that is depressed. Forget about it.
Thank you very much, Metopewa.
Shalom. Good night.
Good night. Thank you always. Yes, that was Metopewa Kadhikwa, one of the business persons, and she shared her wisdom. I don't want to dilute it. And with these words, thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to Business and Economic segment. We are going to head over to Tate Fly in Aluvanda to continue with Mtumwa program. From me, David Shombe, until next time.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Imba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Imba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Imba são o Elsen e Angano, o Oxierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simaneca Karunga, African Sanforiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@obalighty.com. Descubra e baixa Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Mukungu lele kwa tuko maikuto wami na apili kwa mavuchaziva. Muvele kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka, kuyakwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, muikutwe kulimusie mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Muikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali zila mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesifa app ya imba ize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Simane Kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Tulisama rdimbo goge, pampepo.